we have two other quick new numbers here. We're only going to do one of them because we only brought one of them, and then we're going to do an old number. And here he comes right now to perform.
I think it is.
What's this one called, Fish?
Okay. Now. This is called Gall Swerves, and the rest is everything else. Okay? All right. This is a very serious poem. It's about my lifetime, about my history, about my homeland.
Good people.
And farther than the eye can tell, or the word may see, stands tall among the narrow frets, pillow wanderer of Gaul. The granite side slopes shed the tread of the romper crane. I swore I'd never speak their way again, and so it was. Then came the reins to pelt and round. Their sound and image brought sense to the land world, a common magnificence stretched over and there, and stars, stars as they lifted the palms of their hands to their face. And their beings all would burble and melt with giggle. They would exclaim, "Reasonable children," and take masterful shelf for a walk. Then came the round sun, screaming them all into their little holes, sinking teeth into nails, wrapping tight cloth, incinerating all their little orange-colored scraps, and waiting for the round ones, the round ones, the round ones. Some were taken, others coaxed with bakos. Their tiny little welts were not heard by the thundering feet any longer, and the strength of the beacon grew, searing cold over short bursts of time. Travel and exercise were sporadically internalized and eventually truncated from statute. There was no more time. My mind aches in remembrance. Swift are the changes. All of them occur in one moment, but their perception takes a lifetime. And the pillow wanderer smiles, indignant. The crane in the mid-zone, it's all in time. There's only in between. And you are there. You look out. You see you're standing there. You look out. You see from where you came. You look out. You walk on down the hall. You look out. There is no one in the doorway. You turn back. No, I'm sorry. Oh, holy shit. You look. You walk on down the hall. You look in the door. There is a man at a table. He turns to look at you. You look out. There is no one in the doorway. You turn back to your plate. You look out. There is an old man lying in your bed. You look out, there is no one at the table. Gall is at the foot of your bed. Gall is the hole in the wall.
Let's get him out here and do it again.
He said, "One more time, Gall is the hole." Okay, now we're going to do